Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Today actually is Thursday here on Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings. So if you haven't ventured over there yet to check out the new blog, yeah, hey, it's still right there for you. So swing on by and do that. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you can hit that link and follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, Dan and I would greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is, oh, come on, you know this by now, it's at Sports Time Radio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at...
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right. Well, Dan, you know, the story broke today. I believe there is only one story that we need to talk about for the rest of, well, time pretty much, or NBA free agency, whichever one comes first. But it came out today that LeBron James would gladly meet and sign with the Golden State Warriors if they were able to free up enough cap space to give him a max deal. Do we need to talk about any other sports story, Dan? I think that's it, right? We just talk about LeBron going to the Warriors?
Well, I didn't read the whole article. I didn't know. Did he say and come out and say that he was signed there?
I don't believe... Well, maybe he could specify, but he said he would meet with them, is how it was kind of worded. But yeah, you know, he's looking for that max deal, and you know, I believe he said if they could offer it, he would sign there. He would be willing to sign with them. You know, of course, this is a gigantic uproar for, you know, anybody and everybody. I mean, I don't watch NBA games as it is. If LeBron was to actually sign with the Warriors, I would never turn a game. I wouldn't even turn a game on to see a score, because I mean, I just wouldn't care.
Well, but I mean, isn't that the whole point of free agency?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. You know, if he was to do that, I mean, Kevin Durant did it because he wanted to win titles. You know, we all know LeBron is a title chaser. I mean, you know, I mean, he somehow wants to figure out a way, I believe, to end his career with more rings than Michael, because, you know, the comparison is always going to be there. And if Michael has more rings, a lot of people are always going to put him ahead of LeBron James. You know, if LeBron can find a way to get to that magical seven rings, you know, a lot of people might see it differently. But, you know, if he was to go to the Warriors and they were to win a bunch of rings, I don't think anybody would care, because it would more or less kill the NBA game. I mean, what interest level would you have in the NBA if he signed there?
Yeah, well, I think that was the whole point of getting this article out, was just to ruffle a bunch of feathers. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many rings he had, because Jordan did it all with one team. So did Kobe.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he gets eight of them, well, how many does he have? Two or three? You know, if he gets five more in the next, you know, 7 years, there's going to be the people, oh, he has more than blah, blah, blah. And then there's going to be, you know, me going, yeah, but he did it with three different teams. You know, he couldn't stay with one team and kind of build a team together. So, always be that comparison, but I mean, don't you think whether it's he or anybody coming up on free agency, the appropriate phrase to take? Well, yeah, if I go into free agency and the Warriors or the Celtics or the Lakers wanted to talk to me, they can offer me a back max deal. Yeah, I'm definitely willing to sit down and listen.
Yeah. Well, in the Dan the Man conspiracy market, a lot of people believe that LeBron's group, you know, his little inner circle, released this story. So when he does end up signing with, like, the Houston Rockets, the publicity hit isn't so bad because he joined the Rockets instead of joining what would be the best team in the NBA, you know, the Warriors. So there, you know, there is that conspiracy that this is just kind of a leak. So when he does leave Cleveland, and sorry, Cleveland, he's leaving again. There's no real ifs, ands, or buts about it now. You know, it just kind of eases the punch when he jumps on a, you know, the James Harden, Chris Paul bandwagon to try to win some more titles.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the surprise is. I thought we already all knew that.
Well, you know, it's still a surprise to some people. You know, as weird as it sounds, or, you know, the way kind of things kind of play out, you know, even when he does sign with another team, it's still going to be a surprise to a bunch of people living in Cleveland who just couldn't admit that, you know, he was going to leave again, or however, you know, it works out. It's going to be a big, you know, or a bigger uproar, because, you know, this is how it is, even though, you know, right now here, you know, it's February 1st, we're in the middle of the season. You know, I think you and I talked about it before the season even started that he would be leaving. But, yeah, I mean, you know how people get. I mean, you know how fandom gets in your way of seeing things clearly. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, at one point in time, you never thought Greg Maddux would leave the Cubs. So, oh.
Yeah, very true. So mad about it.
Yes. So, you know, just one of those one of those fun things. But yeah, I assume this story will be beat to death from now until, you know, he actually does sign with a team or somebody can debunk it or however it works out. I mean, this is, you know, this is any NBA story is going to have this involved. I'm sure even when we get to the finals, even if the Cavaliers aren't in it, we're going to be talking about LeBron going to the Warriors. And, you know, there were people already talking about how the Warriors could make the cap room to, you know, to bring LeBron in. Of course, it would involve trading like Klay Thompson. But, you know, I was kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, that was my question. How would they even go about doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, it would be the setup where, you know, I would guess the bench would be like all minimum salaried players. You know, it would be your starting five in some semblance, you know, like Curry, Durant, Draymond Green, LeBron, and whoever the next guy they manage to plug in would be, you know, and then the bench would just be, you know, whoever they drafted, you know, because they would be minimum salary guys, and then any free agents they could pick up off the street that weren't looking for big paydays and just, you know, trying to hang, you know, jump on. I mean, imagine that resume. You're some schmuck with, you know how many guys would probably be willing to sign on for minimum dollars to join that team? You damn well know Dwayne Wade would go there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
would he get a million?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure a lot of LeBron's boys would follow him, you know, for like, you know, for minimum. Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Mike Miller pop up, you know, somewhere, just to, you know, kind of do that. But, you know, I mean, it would be. You know, it basically, you know, like I said, it would probably be a, a big negative for the NBA, but you know, it could happen. You know, I mean, there's nothing against it that says it couldn't. And you know, now with everybody being friends and boys, and you know, however you look at it, I mean, you know, I'm not sure there is any real competition except maybe the fact that Russell Westbrook still hates everybody. So,
now last time,
you know, why not?
You know, his last time his agent was to Cleveland before he signed there. Is that all we have to wait for this time?
Yeah, you know, I think that's all we got to kind of look out for. You know, what's going to tip our hand here and, you know, there. I mean, you know, there's still the big thing. I don't know. Did he ever buy the house in Los Angeles? I know his wife was out looking at schools and stuff for the kids, but I don't know if he ever actually bought the house. So, you know,
yeah,
that could have been
it was
a
all of the new when it got vandalized.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, I thought that was the house in Cleveland that, oh no, it was the LA house that had the gate vandalized, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
You know, I guess, you know, we'll have to see if he, you know, of course, if he's living in LA, how, you know, for a guy like that, the trip to, you know, San Francisco isn't too bad, right? I mean, he charters his own helicopter or airplane or whatever.
I'll probably have to go to Houston.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, that would be the thing we'd have to look and see if he buys something in Houston. You know, wherever he ends up, but you know, I'm sure. You know, I won't be surprised if we get more of this as time goes on, and we have to listen to, you know, LeBron's going to sign with every contender out there. You know, and I mean, you know, you never know. He might if they could. You know, I mean, if you imagine a team like Oklahoma City comes to him and gives him a max deal, you know, he could play with, you know, Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony because Paul George will probably, you know, join the Lakers in free agency like he's been talking about for 2 years now. So, you know, I mean, it's just going to kind of depend on, you know, how it plays out. But, I mean, I just thought it was humorous because, I mean, it literally sent, you know, people into an uproar. And I know the, you know, the Twitter community was talking about them going 82-0. So, you know, that was a
no, that wouldn't happen.
There's no way. You know, you got to remember, I mean, obviously LeBron would still need his rest regardless of what team he was playing for. So, you know, it's not like, you know, so, you know, we'll have to see how, you know, how it all works out and where they go. But we did have an actual NBA trade today. I'm sure you saw this or heard it since it's local, but the Bulls and the Pelicans finally worked out the Nikola Mirotic deal. You know, he's headed to New Orleans. The Bulls are basically, in general, getting absolutely nothing in return. They do end up with Omar Sheik. Tony Allen and Jameer Nelson are also included in the deal. The Bulls have already said that they will immediately waive Tony Allen, so he's not even going to be part of the team. I don't even know why they're keeping Jameer Nelson. I mean, there's no real spot for him on this team. And, you know, there is a number one draft pick involved as well, but it is, it's protected. So who knows when the Bulls will see that, depending on when it pops up or what the protection rights are for it. So we'll have to see how that goes, but you know, I guess this is just all part of tanking, right? You know, they needed to do this because for whatever reason, when Mirotic was in the lineup, they kept winning games.
He, pretty much, but I mean, I learned that he's kind of a bench player, is he not?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I for whatever reason, I don't know how or why it kind of happened that, you know, he somehow managed to spark whatever it was, you know, in the Bulls or however it worked out. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's, you know, he's proven that he's not a starter. You know, it's not something that, you know, he's ever going to be. You know, he's kind of your typical Euro player. You know, he doesn't play great defense. And, you know, he's a big guy who shoots the three, you know, and he's got good ball handling skills for a guy his size. But, you know, the Pelicans, you know, they needed to do something with the, you know, with the loss of Boogie Cousins. You know, they've got to try to find a way to do that. Apparently, they look like they're the team that has the inside track on signing Greg Monroe, who was bought out by the Phoenix Suns today. So, you know, we'll have to see if, you know, those moves help them out or how, you know, how things kind of go down. But, you know, I'm not sure if it's I don't know if it's a, you know, a move that's going to keep them in the playoff race. We don't really see him as that kind of player, do we?
No.
So, but yeah, and then I believe the other part of the deal is the Bulls are actually sending a second round pick that they acquired from the Pelicans in another deal back to the Pelicans. So it just kind of worked out. But I found, who is this here, before I go off on what the heck they're talking about here. I found a grade for it, but I there we go. Whoever Jeremy Wu is, it's actually on SI.com, and he gave both teams a B+ for the deal. So he's under the impression that he's maybe going to be a little more helped. You know, Mirotić is going to be a little more helpful than you and I possibly think he's going to be. So
maybe he'll be inspired. I don't know, but yesterday I heard, I don't remember who it was that was questioning, you know, what was happening and why he shot down the deal. And he goes, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about me going to practice. And, you know, I practiced with the team, but, you know, then my agent called. I don't know. It was pretty funny how he completely avoided everything and didn't want to talk about the money issue.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what made the deal go through is the fact that the Pelicans guaranteed his $12.5 million for next season. So, you know, that was the, you know, the hold up, obviously, and, you know, we'll now that that's done and over with, he's a Pelican for a couple years, and we'll see how it goes for him, or, you know, whatever it does. I mean, you know, maybe they'll find their way in the playoffs, and he'll be a big, a big guy for him, but I don't think you or I are counting on that. You know, we'll have to see. I mean, in the, I don't know. Does he fit better? Do you think he fits better in the Western Conference? You know, is that something possible that,
well, he doesn't have to play,
you know,
defense.
Might, yeah. So, you know, that's a big plus there. So, but yeah, I who knows? I mean, you got a fun prediction for him. How's he going to do?
He's going to be 1 point better.
So, and now we get to see Blake Griffin make his debut tonight. He's actually going to play in the Pistons game tonight after taking a game off to I believe, mentally adjust to the trade. So they're facing the Memphis Grizzlies. How do you see Blake doing tonight? Is he gonna put up his Blake type numbers? I mean, you think he's gonna get 20 tonight, or how does that work with a guy in his first game with a new team? Maybe he goes off for 30.
Is that his usual MO?
That could be fun. I don't know. Maybe, you know, can he get 50 like CJ McCollum did last night without playing the fourth quarter? Now that was another interesting debate that I just, you know, they were playing the Bulls last night, and obviously it was a blowout. And, you know, McCollum, you know, like I said, he just went off. He had 50 points in 29 minutes. And there were a lot of people complaining that – there are a lot of reporters that I heard today complaining that they didn't allow him to play the fourth quarter. You know, be it for whatever reason. I mean, I know a lot of starters don't play in the fourth quarter. Did that bother you? Or would it have bothered you? I don't know. Did you see any of the game because it was on so late?
No, I was in bed already. I mean, why?
But I mean, if you were,
would it be a bother?
I guess they wanted to see how many he could score, or you know, whatever. But it was just kind of like, okay, why? You know, I mean, does this really matter? I mean, it's a regular season game against a bad team. I mean, it was odd because, I mean, nobody seemed to look at the side of, you know, what if he goes out there and gets hurt? You know, there's a chance, you know, we're a week before the trade deadline, and there's a chance a team could come looking for a player like McCollum. You know, I know Portland was floating around the eighth playoff spot, but I don't know if that's someplace they'll stay. I think most people see them as a non-playoff team. But, you know, I mean, nobody seemed to have taken that side. What if he plays the fourth quarter and he, you know, he twists an ankle, he's out for a month? So, you know, it's just like, oh, no, well, he should have played. Oh, he should have played. They should have kept him in there. It's like, oh, God, just please shut up. You know, I mean, just him playing isn't going to make a bad game any more exciting. You know, I mean, there's a lot of these on the NBA schedule now. I mean, there's just so many bad teams or tanking teams or however you want to look at it that there's, you know, there's two or three of these a night. I don't know. It was just kind of annoying listening to the guys. So.
Anything else annoying you?
No, you know, that's, you know, I'm crabby anyways because I think I'm getting sick because now everybody at my work is sick and they're going to be nice enough to pass it along to me, which is really exciting. So, you know, that's just the fun part of life. You know, and you know how it is. I mean, basketball annoys me as a whole anyways. I just don't enjoy the game anymore. So, you know, the stupider it gets, just the more and more it bothers me. Did we mention yesterday that your guy Goran Dragic got added to the All-Star game to replace Kevin Love? I think we did, but I know you're happy about that. That'll give you a reason to sit down and actually watch the NBA All-Star game, right?
But yes and no. I mean, I was actually more surprised by the fact that when I heard the division standings that the Heat are in fourth place in the East.
Yeah. So just one of those odd situations that for some reason I don't know if anybody knows how they're doing it, but they are they're doing it. So
Goran's running all around the court.
Yeah. Oddly, you know, he's one of those guys, you know how, well, you've played enough FanDuel to realize this, but he is the one guy that whenever I put him in my lineup, I seem to jinx him and he underperforms. You know how you just always kind of have that one guy, no matter what it is, no matter how great his matchup is. I was trying to think baseball wise who that guy was, but I remember this football season, every time I used Rob Gronkowski, he was terrible. Or he would get hurt and have to come out of the game, or, you know, however that worked out. It just never went my way with Gronk. And it's turning out this year for basketball that, Goran is my guy this year that, man, if I plug him in my lineup, he just has a terrible night. So, it's like, sorry, Goran, I got to stay away from using you. And, I probably have to apologize to the Heat fans for killing their player like I had to do with Chipper Jones for so many years of having him on the team. So,
hopefully you don't jump him into the hall.
Yeah. we'll see about that one. I don't know. I think he's got a little ways to go there. But, hey, you never know. I mean, he could play for a long time, and we'll have to see. But, Miami's been, probably one of, but, Miami's been one of the bigger surprises. I mean, don't you think with the, as well as they're doing? I mean, can you name another player besides Goran Dragic?
No, is Hassan Whiteside on that team?
Yeah, he's still there. There you go. You got two. So,
what about Goran?
I don't know if he's still there. I wonder if he's still if they're still hanging on to him. I'll have to let me Bing their roster for you, because I know you love the Bing, and we'll see if they if he is still hanging on here for the team. So, no, they do not have him listed on it on their roster. So he must be off somewhere else. So, I'm not quite sure who or where he could be, but let's take a look and see if they have him on a team. I found Thorne's player profile for you, but they don't have him listed anywhere. It looks like he had 16 career games.
Oh, yeah. Well, while you're looking, if you get extra 20 points if you use Bing for the edge this one. So, get in mind.
I did find for you, because I know you were interested. It looks like Zoran is playing for Anadolu Efes of the Turkish Basketball Super League. And he's also in the Euro League. So,
not just a regular league, super.
Right, the Super League. So let me see if they have any of his stats posted for it doesn't look like they have any of the stats up for this year, but yeah, that's where Zoran ended up after a couple years in one season in the NBA with 16 games. He headed back to Europe, so he's over there. So
maybe he'll make his way to the Big Baller League, whichever European
maybe
league he's in.
Yeah, that's Lithuania. So
yeah,
it is possible. But after having to talk about Zoran Dragic, I think it's time we flop topics. And I saw something kind of interesting they did on the MLB Network today that I decided I was going to have Dan do. Since there's so many free agents and we just can't get anybody signed anywhere, Dan is going to build his own team out of the remaining free agents, and we're going to see what kind of team he ends up with. So, wish Dan luck, and we will see how this goes. Are you ready for this, Dan? I will give you the position and the play here, and you tell me who you would sign.
Yeah, well, before you start that, would you say with the way the free agency is right now, there's enough guys who are not signed where you can actually sign, expand the league with two extra teams and still put together a quality team?
Yeah, it would be interesting. That's part of the reason I wanted you to do this, because I wanted to see what kind of team you would end up with. You know, some positions are a little thinner than others. You know, especially catcher. You'll see when I give you the list here what I mean. So we'll have to see how that goes. But are you ready to attempt this?
Oh yeah, but don't forget you're gonna have to stall for a few minutes when I get the baby.
Yes. Do you need the player's age as I give you it, or are you happy with just the names?
No, I should be good with just the names.
All right. Well, we're going to start behind the plate because it's a little thin here. So you have your choice between these five guys. Would you sign A.J. Ellis, Jonathan Lucroy, Carlos Ruiz, Giovanni Soto, or Chris Stewart for your team?
Say that again.
A.J. Ellis, Jonathan Lucroy, Carlos Ruiz, Giovanni Soto, and Chris Stewart are the eligible catchers.
I think I would go with Lucroy and A.J. Ellis.
Well, yeah, it's okay. You only needed one, but I'll give you Lucroy.
I needed a backup.
Starter, and then Ellis can be your backup there. So that's how we'll put your catchers down. We'll set it up just like that. So now you're okay here. You only need a starter at these other positions, so you're all set here.
All right,
we're gonna move over to first base. All right, you have your choice between Chris Carter, Lucas Duda, Eric Hosmer, John Jaso, Adam Lynn, Tyler Moore, Logan Morrison, Mike Napoli, Mark Reynolds, or Danny Valencia.
Oh, hands down, I'm going 8 years for Eric Hosmer.
Well, you know, I for a minute there, I thought you might side with your guy. You know, when I saw Lucas Duda's name, I thought, well, you know, that could be where he. Well, there is a DH slot, so you'll have to see if, you know, maybe you can plug him in as your DH as time goes along here. So, but all right, well, we will slide over to second base here. Hey, look at that. The list starts with former Cub Darwin Barney, or there's Ryan Flaherty, Nick Franklin, Cliff Pennington, Brandon Phillips, Chase Utley, or Neil Walker. Who's your second baseman?
And I think I'm going with Neil Walker.
Oh, all right. So yeah, that was that's a little. I think Walker is the. All right, we move over to shortstop. Now it's a little thin here. It's short as well, so this will be another tough position for you. But you can go with Eric Ibar, Stephen Drew, J.J. Hardy, or Eduardo Nunez. So yeah, not a lot of choices here. But who's your shortstop?
I think we need to go with ages. To add that in, so you could do it.
Okay, for this one, problem. All right, Eric Ibar is 34. Stephen Drew and J.J. Hardy are both 35, and Eduardo Nunez is 31.
Now this is why I wanted to go with the ages, because I thought all these guys were pretty up there. For the hell of it, I'm just going to go with the youngest guy, in Eduardo Nunez. Even though I kind of like Eric Ibar, but I'm going with Nunez.
All right. And now, you know, some of these guys, especially the outfielders, will pop up in multiple positions. And there are some third basemen whose names you've already heard at second, but we'll go over the list for third here as well. And there are some interesting guys. Darwin Barney is back on this list. Yunel Escobar, Todd Frazier, Connor Gillespie, Mike Moustakas, Cliff Pennington, Johnny Peralta is listed as a third baseman. Brandon Phillips pops up here again, and Trevor Plouffe are your third base choices.
I think I'm going with Uni. I think he could put together pretty solid. At least Valbuena's not on that list.
No, he is not. So I was a little surprised by that. But, yeah, he's not listed here. So, all right, we're rolling right, into the outfield.
Well, I think you better take the moment and recap the infield and think what kind of put out there what you think of it.
So, all right, well, it stinks. But, no, I mean, yes, we have Dan's infield. So far he has signed Jonathan Lucroy to be his catcher, and he's going to bring in A.J. Ellis to be his backup. So, and he did actually pick the youngest guy. Lucroy is 32, and Ellis is 37. At first base, he went with Eric Hosmer, who was actually the youngest out of that group as well. He's 28 years old. Compared to some of the other guys on the list. To be fair, Logan Morrison is just 30, so it's not like there's a huge age gap between a lot of the guys. Second base, he went with the 32-year-old Neil Walker. The only guy younger was Nick Franklin, who's 27, but, you know, he's been a bit of a journeyman. So like I said, slim pickings at shortstop. There's only four. They only list four guys. I'm really surprised they didn't plug Darwin Barney into this list because I believe he played quite a bit of shortstop last year when Tulowitzki was hurt. But he chose Eduardo Nunez over J.J. Hardy, Stephen Drew, and Eric Ibar. Even though I don't think Nunez has been a regular shortstop in quite some time. But like I said, it's a little thin. And then third base, a bit of a surprise. You know, Dan's a Yunel Escobar guy. So he sided with him over the likes of, you know, Todd Frazier was on this list. So was Mike Moustakas. You know, veterans like, you know, Brandon Phillips and Johnny Peralta hanging out there. And, you know, but yeah, he decided he's going with Escobar, who is a little older. He's 35. You know, Todd Frazier is just 32, and Moustakas is only 29. Yeah, you forget how young some of these Royals guys are when they reach free agency because they got the, you know, the opportunity to play there when they were, you know, just so young. So, you know, it's, you know, just part of the, you know, part of the game, the way it kind of works out. So yeah, that's where Dan is right now in his infield as we get set up for our, you know, the rest of our set and we move into the, you know, the outfield. So that will be, that will be fun and entertaining for us to do as always. So
what position are you going with first?
We're going to go with left field first. So I have my own little delay here as I have to do something very quickly here. So give me a second because I wasn't expecting you back like right now. So, but yeah, we're gonna start in left and then move over to, you know, we'll go left and center and right, and then of course, you know, a lot of these guys will pop up in, you know, in both in multiple categories. So, all right, we will roll out the left fielders here, and okay, well, there's a lot of them, so bear with me. We'll start right at the top, and it's alphabetical. So it's your guy, Melky Cabrera, at the top. Rajay Davis, Gerard Dyson, Andre Ethier, Craig Gentry, Franklin Gutierrez, Chris Heisey, John Jay, Adam Lynn, Cameron Maben, Daniel Nava, Alex Presley, Colby Ramos, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Ben Revere, Michael Saunders, Jason Wirth, and Chris Young.
Oof. This is right field or left field?
This is left field. So,
oh.
Of course, some of these guys will probably pop up as right fielders as well. So,
honestly, I think the name that stands out the most besides Chris Young, because he was the last one with Melky. I have to go with him. Wow. I didn't see that happening.
No, neither did I, but we'll lock Melky down and then slide into a center field. Not as big a list here, but again, some doubled up names. Rajay Davis, Jared Dyson, Carlos Gomez, John Jay, Cameron Maben, and Alex Presley. So only six guys on the center field list. Who you plugging in there as your center fielder?
Number two.
Jared Dyson or Gerard Dyson.
Yeah.
So we'll lock him down. And then, right field will be, very interesting. Obviously, there's quite a few names we'll recognize here. Start off on the list, Jose Bautista, Craig Gentry, another corner outfield guy. He was in the left field list. Carlos Gonzalez, John Jaso, John Jay, J.D. Martinez, Alex Presley, Michael Saunders, Seth Smith, Ichiro Suzuki, and Jason Wirth are the right fielders listed. And just so you know, Ichiro's 44. So, who's your right?
I'm going with you, Ichiro, for my utility, my fourth outfielder.
Yeah, he's your fourth guy. So,
can you go back to the top of the list again?
Sure. It's Jose Bautista. Well, I'll just give you the whole thing. Jose Bautista's 37. Craig Gentry's 34. Cargo's 32. Jaso's 34. John Jay is 33. J.D. Martinez is 30. Alex Presley's 31 or 32. Excuse me. Michael Saunders is 31. Seth Smith is 35. We mentioned Ichiro's 44. And Jason Wirth is 39. So there's your list and their ages.
Wow, no wonder JD wants the big contract. I'm going with Cargo.
All right. So Cargo in here. And all right. They give you some designated hitter choices. Who they list, if there was another name that popped up that you might have liked to bring in as a designated hitter, because I'm surprised a couple names aren't on here. They put Bautista on this list with Chris Carter. Matt Holliday, this is the only place he makes an appearance. Logan Morrison is on here, and so is Mike Napoli. I'm a little surprised there's no, Lucas Duda or, anything like that. But is there, Mark Reynolds, he would obviously fit into that role. Is there a name out of that jumps out that you want to plug in as your designated hitter?
I want to take Chris Carter, but I think going with Logan Morrison might be the safer bet.
All right, we'll plug him in. So, all right, this is what your everyday lineup would look like when they took the field. You'd have Jonathan LaCroix catching, and then from first to third, it would be Eric Hosmer, Neil Walker, Eduardo Nunez, Yunel Escobar. And then in your outfield from left to right, you'd have Melky in left, Gerard Dyson in center, and Cargo in right. And then Morrison would be your DH. So now we're going to work
age,
with...
like 30?
yeah, actually, it would probably be probably closer to 32. So, all right, we're going to work in some starting pitching here, and I've done my best to kind of try to bracket these guys for you. So we're going with guys you could possibly sign as your number one starter. All right, that have been talked about as number one guys. So we're going with obviously Jake Arrieta, We're going to throw Alex Cobb in there because he seems to think he's a number one starter. So, of course, Yu Darvish is the third guy. And then we're going to throw Lance Lynn in there as a number one. Who's your who's that first starter you're going to jump on and sign?
Yu Darvish, just like the Brewers.
Yes, the Brewers and just about everybody else, it seems like, are involved in the Yu Darvish Derby. I heard the Twins today offered him 5 years, so we'll have to see. All right, now we'll break this down into what would be your number two starters here. All right, you've got we're gonna go, you know, Andrew Cashner. Everybody seems to be on the Andrew Cashner bandwagon, so we're gonna plug him in. We're gonna go with Jaime Garcia, Jeremy Hellickson, and let's see if I can find another possible number two. Let's throw Chris Kilman in there. He sort of kind of fits in with this group. So you've got Kilman, Hellickson, Garcia, and Cashner. Who you signing for your number two?
You know I want to sign Cashner, but I think I'm going to roll the dice on Garcia. But I really would like Lance Lynn as my number two, but I don't know if is that something we could afford.
No. When you signed you penciled yourself out of the Derby. So all right, now we're rolling here. You know, sadly you need five of these guys, so I'm trying to keep them safe and bracketed. You're looking for a number three guy. So you're trying to find that really nice third starter to plug into your rotation. Let's work this way this time. You can go with Edison Volquez, Wade Miley, Jeff Locke, the former Pirate, former Marlin, Francisco Liriano, or is there somebody else I want to throw in here? Or do I want to save them for your... All right, yeah, we'll throw Bartolo in there as your four guy. So you can go with Bartolo, Liriano, Jeff Locke, Wade Miley, or Edison Volquez at number four. Or excuse me, number... Yeah, we're at number three. Excuse me, number three.
I would like to go with Liriano because we played catch. We didn't have a catch. Actually, we didn't. He just tossed me a ball. But I'm exactly who I'm going with, and that's Wade Miley.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're scuffling here. You're building a staff. You're looking for that number four guy. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to give you the remaining names, and you're going to give me your last two guys for four and five. I'm going to give you the option of signing any of these two guys for your four and five. All right. Here you go. You can go with Brett Anderson, Clay Buchholz, Trevor Cahill, Jesse Chavez, R.A. Dickey, Scott Feldman, Matt Garza, A.J. Griffin, Derek Holland, David Holmberg, Drew Hutchinson, John Lackey, Ricky Nolasco, Anibal Sanchez, Hector Santiago, Chris Smith, or the Japanese guy who we don't know too much about is Hideki. I'm going to guess this is Waku or Wakui. So there's your list of remaining free agent starters. Who are you signing for your four and five? You got to grab two of these guys.
I've got Cahill, and can you give me the couple guys after John Lackey? There's one I like.
Let's see. After John Lackey, there was Ricky Nolasco, Anibal Sanchez, Hector Santiago, Chris Smith, and the Japanese pitcher. Okay. So,
what's the age of Nolasco and Anibal?
Nolasco is 35 and Sanchez is 34.
Oh, I thought one of them was a lot older. Who was Anibal Sanchez with last year?
Detroit.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to go with Ricky Nolasco.
All right.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
All right. So your starting rotation would look like this. You would come out as your number one. Then you're following up with Jaime Garcia, Wade Miley, Trevor Cahill, and Ricky Nolasco. All right. Now we're gonna give you some setup guys. All right. You're gonna get one from the right side and one from the left side. And then you're gonna go with a closer. Now there's a boatload of these guys, but I'm gonna try to pull out the best names for you that I think could be quality setup guys for you. I'm gonna start with the former closer. John Axford, Joaquin Benoit.
Ooh.
We hunt down here. Tyler Clippard is on the list here. Jason Mott, he could be a possible setup guy there for you. Some of the younger guys, Tyler Pill is on this list. He's just 28. Your guy Sergio Romo is on the list here. You could also use Bruce Rodon, who kind of washed out with the Tigers. There's Drew Storen. Koji Uehara. All right, there you go. Carlos Torres and Tom Williamson. Did a name jump out at you there as a right-handed setup guy that you could go with?
Axford.
Oh, okay. I thought for sure it was going to be Romo. I thought once you heard that name, that would be it. You would be all set there. So, all right. Now you're looking for that lefty to come in and get some outs. I don't even know why I'm going to go down this list because I already know who it is. But here we go. You can go with Fernando Abad, Craig Breslow, Jorge De La Rosa, Ian Kroll, Eric O'Flaherty, Oliver Perez, Robbie Ross, Kevin Seagrass, or Tony Watson.
Well, Tony Watson.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm writing in pen, and I already wrote that down before I went over the list. So, all right, now it's time to close. So you gotta find that shutdown closer here. Now, there aren't a ton of guys on the market here left, but there is Greg Holland. Just so you know, he's 32. Bud Norris did some closing last year for the Angels. He's 33. The two Cardinals are on the market. Saquon Oh is 35. Trevor Rosenthal is 28. Houston Street is also out there. He's 34. Those look like your closer choices. Who are you bringing in to close down games for you?
I think I'd go with the young guy in Trevor. Well, it always makes you wonder when the Cardinals let that guy go, but. I'm going to go with Brett Rosenthal because I'm assuming we're going to take a couple of years. I like O, but I think in this situation you get a guy for a couple of years. I'm not Theo Epstein. So.
You know what's odd is I didn't realize O was 35. I thought he was much younger than that. So I was really surprised by that one on the name. So, all right. Here's what your team looks like, Dan. For opening day, you would have Yu Darvish on the mound with Jonathan Lucroy catching him. So first base, Eric Hosmer. Second base, Neil Walker. Your shortstop is Eduardo Nunez. Third base is Yunel Escobar. Your starting outfield would be Melky Cabrera in left, Gerard Dyson in center, and Cargo in right. Logan Morrison is your DH. When you went to the righty setup guy, it would be John Axford. Of course, the lefty is Tony Watson. That was kind of funny. Your closer, of course, comes in Trevor Rosenthal. And then on the other days, you would have Jaime Garcia, Wade Miley, Trevor Cahill, and Ricky Nolasco starting. So, I don't know. You think that could be a pretty competitive team if you ran that out there every day?
Now I see why when I threw out there, do you think we could add an expansion team? And you're like, yeah. I think it'd be competitive, but I think we're looking at like the Oakland Athletics or something.
You know, it's interesting to kind of know how it would do, you know, if you were to run it out there like this. Because, I mean, you know, you got guys like, you know, Hosmer and Morrison who are coming off probably the best years of their season. You know, Morrison, I think, just hit a career high in home runs. And so, you know, that's interesting. You know, Dyson is one of those guys. He's a great defender. He's just never had a chance to play full time. Pitching gets a little thin when you have to bracket the guys and you thin it out like that. I mean, obviously, if you could have went Darvish, Arrieta, you know, Lynn, and so on down the list, the staff would be stronger. But in reality, you know, Garcia might be a little weak at number two, but Miley and Cahill and Nolasco would be fine at 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, we know Watson can set up. And if Rosenthal's healthy, you know, the guy throws 100 miles an hour. There's no reason he can't close. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, kind of everything working out. But, yeah, it could be. Actually, you know, I think the team might be a little better than the A's.
Oh,
you know, it might be, I mean, you might have put together a 500 team, you know, if guys could go out and have good seasons.
We'll have to figure out a way to track that this season. So you'll have to send me a picture or a list of the guys, you know, we'll try to figure it out. That'll be our weekly thing. Hopefully they all get signed. That's the other part.
That's the tough part. Yeah, we got to make sure. Well, you know, the only one I think who might not get signed might be A.J. Ellis because he is 37. But, you know, you did just kind of take him as your backup.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, had I known I was going to pick you, I might have signed Soto first. Cause didn't they catch a couple games together? Isn't that how you do it?
I'm sure. Yeah, that's how, well, you know, according to the Cubs, that's how you do it. You know, just kind of got to see if that works out for you. You know how those things go. But, yeah, it's a pretty, you know, extensive list of talent out there, you know, that you can still sign as quality major leaguers. And, you know, it's February 1st. I mean, we're really kind of getting down to the nitty gritty there. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out.
Well, and you brought up the fact that, you know, with that, I mean, where did we touch at least 50 guys somewhere in that realm?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I know that's not all of them that are still out there yet, you know, and I know it's got to be the hot topic, but all we hear about is basically you, Arrieta, and Alex Cobb and JD Martinez.
So, yeah, we'll have to see, how that goes or how it works out. Who finally gets freaking signed, and, you know, maybe we get something rolling, but I don't remember an off season like this. Do you?
No. Well, you know, and that's the thing, you know, before we roll out and I ramble on, you know, these guys want these extended long deals at such a kind of towards the end of their career. And when A-Rod and, Kuhl got him. I told you it wasn't going to last long.
Dan and I are going to be out. But, hey, we'll be back tomorrow at 5:30 to eat it all again. We're away, though. You go to Facebook, check what's on over there. Follow the link over to the Facebook page and give that a like, please. But don't forget the Twitter feed. You can find Dan and I on Twitter if you want to look this up. As always, a big thanks for listening live, but don't forget the podcast is available for you anytime you want right over at tunein.com.
Sports Time Radio. Yeah.